This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Illinois Department of Agriculture has announced it will extend the application date the herbicide dicamba can be applied on soybeans in Illinois for the 2019 growing season until July 15th. In February, the department approved state-specific labels allowing for dicamba use on soybeans only until June 30th. Dicamba is primarily used on soybeans to control post-emergence broadleaf weeds. John Sullivan, director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture, said that due to the extraordinary wet weather seen in this state during the spring planting season and with still over 50% of the soybean crop to be planted, the IDOA will extend the application date to apply dicamba until July 15th. He says this decision was not taken lightly. However, farmers have been under intense pressure related to the extreme wet weather conditions, and hopefully this decision will provide some relief. The extension will not be official until the department reviews and approves the registrant's special local needs product registration requests. The additional restrictions on dicamba set in February will remain in effect and are as follows. First, prohibiting application when the wind is blowing toward adjacent residential areas. Second, required consultation of the Field Watch Sensitive Crop Registry before application, as well as compliance with all associated record-keeping label requirements. Third, maintaining the label-specified downwind buffer between the last treated row and the nearest downfield edge of any Illinois Nature Preserves Commission site. Fourth, recommendation to apply product when the wind is blowing away from sensitive areas, which include, but are not limited to, bodies of water and non-residential uncultivated areas that may harbor sensitive plant species. Anyone who planted before June 1st will remain subject to the original dicamba application cutoff date, which was planting date plus 45 days. Illinois producers who planted soybeans after June 1st will be required to adhere to the newly extended July 15th dicamba application cutoff date. The intent of all these additional restrictions is to reduce the potential for off-target movement of this product, thereby reducing the potential for possible adverse impacts to dicamba-sensitive crops and areas. The decision to pursue state-specific SLN labels was made in response to the record number of misuse complaints IDOA received during the past 2 years. Carl Rural Health and Farm Safety is hosting a mental health first aid course on Tuesday, July 30th, 2019. This groundbreaking 8-hour training course gives people the tools to identify when someone might be struggling with a mental health or substance use problem and to connect them with appropriate support and resources when necessary. Amy Rodemaker, Rural Health and Safety Program Coordinator, said farmers in Illinois are experiencing tremendous stress, often without access to appropriate resources. The goal is to train individuals to support farmers in mental health first aid. The Mental Health First and First Aid Program will take place on Tuesday, July 30th from 8 to 5 at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium in Champaign. Cost to participate is $10 per person, and you can register online at carl.org/MHFA or call 217-365-5460. 1 in 5 Americans has a mental illness, but many are reluctant to seek help or might not know where to turn for care. Unlike physical conditions, symptoms of mental health and substance use problems can be difficult to detect. It can be hard to know when and how to step in. As a result, those in need of mental health services often do not get them until it is too late. Agricultural business representatives, extension staff and volunteers, community group leaders, bankers, insurance agents, friends and family members of farmers can participate in the agricultural-focused Mental Health First Aid course. Mental health first aiders learn a 5-step action plan to guide them through to process of reaching out and offering appropriate support. Rodemaker said just as CPR helps even those without clinical training assist an individual having a heart attack, mental health first aid prepares participants to interact with a person experiencing a mental health crisis. To learn more about Carl's Rural Health and Safety Program, visit carl.org/farmsafety. Illinois Farm Bureau members, staff, and agriculture industry professionals are invited to attend the 2019 Farm Income and Innovation Conference to be held July 30th and 31st at the Bloomington Normal Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. The pre-conference seminar kicks off Tuesday evening, July 30th, featuring Dr. Allison Van Enneman, Cooperative Extension Specialist, Animal Genomics and Biotechnology, UC Davis. Van Enneman will discuss misinformation in agriculture and how it threatens sustainability and innovation. Wednesday, July 31st is the first day of the full conference. Three general sessions and six breakout sessions will help farmers analyze and adapt to today's complicated trade landscape, as well as efficiently manage their farms even as profit margins continue to erode. For Illinois farmers and farmers across the country, a difficult situation in the depressed farm economy has gotten more complicated with escalating trade tensions, according to Mike Doherty, senior economist with Illinois Farm Bureau. He says the general sessions and breakout sessions at this year's conference are designed to help farmers more effectively manage the tough situations they're facing. IFB is bringing in excellent speakers on financial management, health insurance, succession issues, farmland values, grain and livestock market outlooks, trade policy, and more to help farmers make immediate and longer-term business decisions. Dr. Allison Van Enneman is the conference's opening keynote speaker on the morning of July 31st. She will present on enabling innovation in agriculture, animals, plant breeding, and the future of agriculture. Participants can then choose between concurrent breakout sessions in two sets. Topics include farm management, grain market outlook, health insurance for farmers, cash rental and farmland market outlook, hog market outlook and ASF update, and drones and crop loss assessments. The midday general session after lunch will focus on exports, trade, treaties, and tariffs by Veronica Nye, international trade economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation in Washington, D.C. And finally, Jolene Brown, popular speaker from West Branch, Iowa, will tackle farm succession and proven methods to help resolve family farm succession issues. Doherty says farming always has been a risky endeavor, but as farm income forecasts are revised lower and lower, it's more important than ever for farmers to adopt new ideas and strategies. He says this conference should provide an abundance of both. Those wishing to attend the conference may register now through July 24th by contacting their local County Farm Bureau or by registering online at www.ilfb.org/FIIC. On-site registration will be available the day of the conference. Illinois Farm Bureau young leaders can register at half price. Discounted rates do not apply for on-site registration. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.